the 947 Breakfast Club.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m.
Gabriella, good morning.
Hello.
Now, if you're wondering who Gabriella is the lady in question that was allegedly beaten up by the first lady of Zimbabwe, Grace Mugabe. So you were in a hotel room hanging out with her sons?
No, that's the thing that we've always gone around. We share a mutual friend with the Mugabe brothers. So we were invited over to the hotel. The Mugabe brothers were booked in next door to our hotel room. I met the one brother, Bellamy, the Saturday for the first time. At the time, I was not aware that Bellamy was Mugabe's son.
Mm.
A man then came into our hotel room. He told our mutual friend to tell me and my friends to go to the bedroom and sit there quietly. We were like not aware of what was going on. We followed the orders. We were busy asking our mutual friend, like, why are we, what's going on? A few minutes later, this woman barges into the hotel. I have no idea how she got into the hotel because you know you need all the access to walk in.
Grace, for you.
So this woman barges into the hotel with like a group of men behind her. And mind you, when this woman walked into the room, she had an extension cord wrapped around her hand already.
What?
What?
My friend was on the right hand side of the room on the bed, and she started beating the hell out of my friend. My friend managed to like run past her while she was beating her. Then she came to the left hand side of the bed. She pushed me into the corner, and that's when she started attacking me with the plugs and against my head. I just remember feeling like a heart rushed going down my face and down my back. I managed to get past her. I ran out of the hotel room. A security guard took us to his office and like, just stay here. And we were begging him to get my friend out of the hotel room because you could still hear her screaming the way this woman was beating her.
So she attacked three of you?
The three of us. I had no idea who this woman was that was attacking us. I then asked the security guard who this woman was because I knew like I had to go lay charges because there was blood everywhere. And that's when he told me it was Rob Mugabe's wife. And I have not clicked how, like, what a big figure she was that time.
So the last time you saw her is when you ran past her?
That's the last time I saw her.
Have the authorities said anything to you?
The last time I heard from the authorities was when I heard that she handed herself over. And then when I went back on Twitter, I had heard that this woman left the country. Like, I don't understand how law enforcement allowed that to happen.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're going to do, but whatever it is, Gabriella, do not drop the charges.
I won't. You scarred my face and I'm a model. I make my money off of my looks.
And were you at yesterday's trial? Were you waiting for her in court to see if she appears?
No, I'm not ready to go out in public right now. My mother went out. Like, I was waiting for her to come back with me. With Ellen, and she told me, she's like, this woman is not showing up.
I've heard that you're saying even if you get threatened, you won't drop the case. Have you had threats made against you?
No, not yet.
But you're anticipating it?
I'm waiting for it. I know it's going to come because I heard how dangerous this family can be. But I refuse to drop these charges. What she did was not right.
Yeah.
She had no right to treat me like that for no reason at all.
Listen, Gabriella, thank you so much for waking up early to chat to us and bring us up to speed with this. Like I say, from my end, don't drop the charges. I know they're a powerful family and all of that, but we're going to make a noise about this. So, yeah, you just keep us posted, okay?
I will do so. Thank you so much for having me.
Check it out. The 947 Breakfast Club.
The 947 Breakfast Club.
In the morning.
Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m.